Hello, good evening, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us at Love Assembly, wherever you're watching from. We appreciate you tonight or this morning, whatever time it is where you are. Thank you so much for believing in God and for believing in us to join us tonight. So I just wanted to say, if you've not yet shared this on your social media platforms, can you please do so now on your Facebook, on your Instagram, on your Twitter? Just share it with your friends so that we can all experience God's goodness together tonight in the name of Jesus. Shall we just have a word of prayer? Father, we just want to thank you for tonight. Thank you, Lord, because in your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Thank you, Father, for bringing us into the year 2021. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have in store for us this year. Lord, we pray that our expectations indeed will not be cut off in the name of Jesus. And tonight, as we look at your word together, as we share communion, as we pray, we ask, O Lord, that your name alone will be glorified. Amen. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So if you want to give tonight's exhortation a title, I've just put it this way. It depends on what you hear, what God speaks to you after tonight. But you can just put it down as be expectant as you wait. I'll repeat that again. Be expectant as you wait. For us in Love Assembly, the last 12 days of each year is a special time as we go into our retreats. We see God's face from the 20th of December to the 31st of December of each year. And the aim is for us to hear what God is saying for the year ahead. And thankfully, as we saw God's face for this year, he did not disappoint us. From the 20th of December last year, started speaking to us about 2021. And on the first day of the retreat last year, which was the 20th of December 2020, we received a word titled, Expect the Unexpected. And that's what we'll be running with throughout this year, from now to the end of the year. So each word we hear is not just for a specific month, it's for us, for the rest of our days, for the rest of the year. So I just want to expound on that tonight. So if you are watching me on Facebook and you were at the retreats, I'll appreciate if you can get your notebooks out, because there's a danger in us forgetting the things that the Lord shared with us, the things the Lord spoke to us when we had the retreat. As I myself am guilty, I started forgetting, but I've made an habit now of every 2 or 3 days going back to my retreat notebooks to just check. So tonight, I just wanted to encourage us to be expectant. You know, when we got into 2021, I believe you were excited. I was excited. Everybody was like, wow, goodbye to 2020 with all these challenges, all these troubles. This is a new year. This is a new beginning. People started making new year resolutions and saying the things they will do this year for God, for themselves, for their loved ones, and all that. And some days into the new year, England goes into a lockdown again. And I'm sure that's been very disappointing for a lot of people, including myself. And you're like, this is a new year. This is meant to be a new beginning. I'm sure some people will have titled 2021, my year of new beginning, my year of great and mighty things. And lo and behold, England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, all the nations of the earth, this new variant of the coronavirus is raging everywhere. And you're like, what's going on? But as I listened to the first day of the retreat last year, earlier today, I began to understand that God had already prepared us ahead of time for lockdown again. So I'll encourage you tonight, after this message, to please go back to the retreat and watch it again. Because Pastor Chapeau actually said on that first day of the retreat, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that the first 3 months of 2021 will be challenging. He said, you know, there might be some lockdowns. He just mentioned it, you know, it was not something that he just said it, you know, but we believe it was by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And why we have this retreat is because we expect God to speak to us ahead of time to let us know what is going on. And he has never disappointed. And that's my point this evening, that God has already told us that there will be another lockdown. God has already, you know, if you listen to it, he said at the beginning, how long was Noah in the ark for with his family? A year and 10 days. Some people say 370, some people say 377, but it was more than a year. And this lockdown started in March last year. What am I saying? I'm saying that God is good. Do not be discouraged. Whatever is going on right now in the United Kingdom, in all the nations of the earth, God, your Father, your Heavenly Father, is mindful of you. He knows all that you're going through. You just need to trust in him, and you need to be expectant. Your expectation, what are you expecting? We've been told to expect the unexpected. But I've realized that as life throws all it does at us, with all our challenges and all our struggles and all of our unanswered prayers, we stop expecting. You know, if you open our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 23, verse 18, and I read from the Amplified Version, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 18, from Amplified, it says, surely there is a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation will not be cut off. So what are you expecting? The Bible is saying what your expectation will not be cut off, but that is if you are expecting something. Some of us are no longer expecting. Some of us are already saying 2021 is just going to be like 2020. It's going to be the same story all over again. They lock us down, they bring us out. They lock us down, they bring us out. You know, if that is your expectation, then you're not going to receive anything. It is those who expect who receive. I will repeat that again. It is those who expect who receive. And I began to understand as well that for you to even receive as you expect, you have to prepare to receive. If your expectation is zero, there is no way you're going to receive anything from the Lord. If you are expecting nothing, you will get nothing. So I've come tonight just to encourage each and every one of us, as I encourage myself, that we must be expectant. I'm sure all of us have been at one point or the other ordered something on Amazon, on Twitter, on eBay, on Very, you know, through Asda website or Tesco.com, F&F, Fred and Fred, Sainsbury's. You've ordered for things and then you expect the delivery to come. And maybe you've been told through an email that on the 18th of January at 10 a.m., your package will be delivered. If you're like me, when I'm expecting something, I don't like surprises. So most times I'm by the door, I'm waiting, I'm excited, I can't wait to open what's inside that package, even though I know what I've ordered for. But I'm just expectant, I'm waiting. And sometimes Amazon or whatever will be like, oh, sorry, we're unable to deliver your package because of whatever reason. Our driver has been delayed. Like, I was expecting something one time and I kept checking on DPD delivery, and they will say it's on its way, and then it's gone back to the store. It's on its way and it's gone back to the store. And I was like, I'm gone. What's going on with this thing? Why does it keep going in and out of the store? You know, but for us, when we're expecting a package, we are very expectant. We can't wait to receive that package. Some of us take the day off work so that we don't miss that package, because especially at Christmas time, when you ordered, when you have young children, and we knew how the PlayStation 5 was for everybody last December, and parents had to take time off to just make sure that they were at home when the PlayStation was delivered, because you didn't want the child to see it, first of all, and secondly, because it's so rare and not many people could get their hands on it, you didn't want to miss the delivery. What am I trying to say? If we give so much hope to Amazon delivering our packages, if we trust so much in Amazon, if we trust so much in eBay delivering whatever we've ordered, if you trust so much in Tesco Florence and Fred delivering the clothing items that you've ordered for, why are you not so excited in believing that God will fulfill his promises to you? Why are we not waiting on God anymore? Why are we not expectant anymore? Why is it that when we get to a new year, the first 3 days we're excited, but as things begin to happen, then our hope gets diminished. It gets smaller and smaller and smaller until there is no more hope left. Just because we believe that, oh, because the doctor has said this, I'm not going to get anything. So we stop expecting. And like I said before, if you don't expect, do not think you will receive. So like my package is on the way from eBay. I'm expecting that package. And then I make all the necessary things to be in place to make sure that that package is received by me. So I stay at home. I'm on my phone. I'm checking my email, waiting to see when an email or a message will be sent to say, we are at your door, or waiting to receive a call from whichever company you've ordered from. The same thing goes with our God. God has given us promises. God has spoken to you time and time again. He has said he will do what he has promised to do. But because of despair, because it's taking a bit of time, because you've not received what you believe in God for, you don't have any expectation anymore. Another word for expectation is hope. And for you to have hope, you have to have faith in God. You have to believe God that whatever he has said, he's able to do. Because God is not a man that he should lie, neither is it the son of man that he should repent. When God says a thing, he brings it to pass. It's not like Amazon that will say, oh, sorry, there's no driver today, we can't deliver. And sometimes, has it happened to you where you expected something to be delivered and they put a car through the door? We didn't meet anybody at home. And you're like, I'm gone. I was at home. I didn't go anywhere. How come you are saying I wasn't at home? I was at home. I was actually in. So what I'm trying to say is that as we wait upon Amazon to deliver our Christmas gifts, as we wait every month, if we are working, to receive your pay package, as you wait on your bank account to see if that BACS from your working place has been sent, as we wait at the restaurant, waiting for our food. Sometimes we go to restaurants and they tell us, oh, there's a 2-hour wait, and you wait. You don't complain. You sit down there. I sit down there and we wait. We've been told there's a 2-hour wait. How come when it comes to God, we are not patient? How come when it comes to our Heavenly Father, we cannot wait anymore? How come we complain that it is taking too long for God's promises in my life to come to pass? If you can wait for Amazon, I'm telling you, wait on the Lord. Put your hope and your trust in him. You know, it does not matter how long it takes. The Lord will surely come through for you. So you just have to hope and you have to believe. You have to trust in what God has said. That God, according to Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is it the son of man that he should repent. As he said a thing, and will he not bring it to pass? God does not disappoint like delivery companies. Some delivery companies will tell you, we didn't meet you at home, so please come to our depot or our warehouse to pick your package up. God is not like that. He has promised us in his word. He has said that he will never leave you nor forsake you. So I just wanted to say to you tonight, or whatever time of the day it is where you're watching us from, what are you going through? How was last year for you? And how has 2021 been for you? I want you to wait upon the Lord. I want you to continue to trust in him. I want you to be expectant. Let's look at Romans chapter 15, verse 13 together. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. It says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit that helps us to abound in hope. For some of us, we've lost all hope. You stop expecting. As a result of what the doctor said, as a result of the letter you received, as a result of all the places you've gone to apply for jobs, and no job yet, you keep on receiving email upon email saying, on this occasion, sorry, you have not been successful. You keep receiving that. But I just want to say to you tonight that you need to keep hope alive. And you need to ask the Holy Spirit to help you every single day. Every single time you are struggling, ask the Holy Spirit for help. Holy Spirit, help me to keep this hope alive. The same way you are excited when you are expecting a package, be excited about the promises of God, because the promises of God is yea and amen. If God says, I said it, he will do it. He is not a man that he should lie, neither is it the son of man that he should repent. Our God will never lie. Our God will never say to you, I will do something for you, and then he will withdraw his hands. God will never do that. So I just wanted to encourage you that whatever you are going through, you have to keep that hope alive. Whatever the doctors have said to you about yourself, about your children, about your womb, about your situation, about your circumstance, whatever you've received, whatever the email from whoever, they are not your God. If your God has made promises to you that he will lift you up, if God has said to you, you will be a joyful mother of children, if God has said to you, I will give you a good and befitting job, if God has said to you, you will connect with your spouse, keep that hope alive. Every single day when you wake up, keep that hope alive. Be expectant, be hopeful, continue to wait in joy, continue to wait with the peace of God, continue to wait in the strength of the Holy Spirit. Do not let the circumstances of life tie you down. There may be gross darkness around the earth, but Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 tells us that we will arise, we will shine, for our light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. When there is darkness, that's when light shines the most. When there is darkness, that is when light shines the most. There may be darkness on the face of the earth right now, but you as a child of God, you are going to arise. You are going to shine and the glory of the Lord will rise upon you. But I want to say to you tonight that you have to be expectant. If you want the glory of the Lord to rise upon you, if you want to arise and you want to shine, you have to be expectant. You have to stop listening to your body. You have to stop listening to your feelings. You have to stop listening to what people are saying and go and lock yourself up, shut the door, and continually listen to what God has said, because God is not a man that you should lie. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing continually all the time by the word of God. You must constantly hear the word of God. It is the word of God that gives us hope. It is the word of God that gives you faith. It is the word of God that gives you life. You have to expect. You have to wait. But what are you waiting for? You have to actually know what you are waiting for. Has God given you his promises? Then you wait. You wait. You know, when you go to a restaurant, using that analogy again, you sit down at your table, if it's a posh one, and you pick up the menu, and then the waiter comes and waits upon you. And until you are ready to order, the waiter does not move. They that wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagle. Are you waiting upon the Lord? Are you sincerely waiting? Or you've given up hope already? I am here tonight to encourage you to continue to wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon him. All my days, all the days of my appointed time, Job says, will I wait until my change comes? My brothers and my sisters, you have to wait until your change comes. Nobody else is going to do that waiting for you. Nobody else is going to do that waiting for you. In Psalm 62, verse 5, from the Amplified Version, I read, "For God alone, my soul waits in silence and quietly submits to him, for my hope is from him alone." And then in Psalm 42, verse 11, it says, "But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait eagerly for it with patience and composure." So you have to keep on waiting. You have to keep on waiting. You have to keep on waiting for God's promises to come to pass. You cannot afford to give up on God, because God will never, ever give up on you. That's my job tonight, to come and encourage you to continue to be expectant. You have to be excited. You have to think of, you know, what you are expecting from God and get excited about it. You have to get excited about the promises of God. As you get excited about awaiting your package from eBay or Amazon, you have to get excited in your spirit about what God has said he will do. It does not matter what the doctors have said. It does not matter how you are feeling at the moment. It does not matter how many job applications you've written. When the appointed time comes, there is nothing that can stop God from doing what he wants to do. All through Hebrews 11, we see examples of men and women who walked in faith. For some of them, it's very easy for us to quote these people, but do we understand people like Abraham, people like Sarah, people like Gideon? They waited for years to receive God's promise, and they waited in faith until they received it. They even Noah. How many of us like Noah? It had never rained upon the earth before, and God told you to build a boat, an ark, because it was going to rain. And the ark wasn't built in 5 days. It wasn't built in 5 months. I don't know how long it took for the ark to be built, but it took a very, very long time. And you know, can you imagine? You were building an ark. You were building a boat according to what God has said. And then you told your neighbors, there's going to be rain, you know. So I just wanted to prepare you so that when I'm ready to go into those boats, I would let you know so that we can come into it together. You don't know where Noah must have, because it was a righteous man, told his neighbors about it. And year in, year out, there was no rain. But Noah kept on waiting because he knew who had promised. And finally, they got inside the ark. And God said, "I will protect you, I will preserve you, your wife, all the animals you took into the ark, your sons' wives and your sons. Those are the people I will preserve. And I will start with you afresh." And for one whole year, they waited inside that boat. They waited for God's promises. Eventually, the rain stopped. And even when the rain stopped, Noah sent out a raven, he sent out a dove. They flew back the first time because the waters had not dried off the earth. Noah didn't say, "Well, I've waited enough. I'm just going to jump out. It would have drowned or died." So there's something about timing as we wait. You have to let, one of the words spoken to us at the retreat last year was, don't leap. Don't do anything this year. without asking the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit say go before you go. So as you wait, what do? As you wait, first of all, you have to be thankful to God every day. You have to keep in touch with your Heavenly Father. You have to keep in touch with the Holy Spirit. As you keep in touch with Amazon, as you keep in touch with eBay, before they deliver, you'll be on your phone all day, checking your texts. Have they texted? Have they texted? Where are they? You know, as you keep on waiting to receive this package, then keep on waiting on God. Be expectant. Be thankful. Thank God every day for the promises that He has given to you, because they will surely come to pass. They will surely come to pass. As Noah waited in that ark for maybe 1 year, 10 days or whatever, the day came and the Lord said to Noah, come out of the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives. The time came for them to come out of that ark. So you are going to come out of this ark. You are going to come out, but you have to wait. As you wait upon the Lord, be thankful every single moment for His promises. Thank Him for that which He has promised to do. Spend time in His presence, fellowshipping with Him, fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. You do all the things that you can do and leave the impossible for God to do. I'll repeat that. You do the possible things as a human being that you can do, but leave the impossible for God to do, because impossibilities are God's specialty. That's what He specializes in. And our God likes to show up. He likes to show off that in a way that no man, absolutely no man, will be able to share in His glory. Do not expect God to come the way you are expecting. I'm sure when Noah was told to go inside that ark, God did not tell him, you are going to be in the ark for 1 year. Go and read Genesis. God never said, you are going to be in the ark for 1 year. We just have to wait and hope and trust. Because let's look at Isaiah chapter 55 together. As we begin to pray, we're just going to spend a few minutes praying before I round up. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. Sorry, I'm just looking for my Isaiah. All of a sudden, I can't find the Isaiah. Amen. Finally. Okay, let me read it from the King James Version. Isaiah 55, 11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So that is the word of God. I'll read that again. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So if God has given you a word, you just wait. Continue to keep hope alive. Hope has to be alive. Hope has to be alive. You must never allow hope to die, because once you lose hope, there is nothing else that remains. And Romans chapter 5 verse 5, as I begin to round up tonight, Romans chapter 5 verse 5, what does it say? It says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us, I'd like to read that in the Amplified Version. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Such hope, please listen to this, such hope in God's promises never disappoints us, because God's love has been abundantly poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Hallelujah. God's hope will never disappoint. God's hope will never disappoint. God's word will never disappoint us. Hold on to that tonight. You have to keep that hope alive. Remember where I started from? Proverbs chapter 23, verse 18b. The hope, because hope is another word for expectation, the hope of the righteous shall not be cut off. Are you righteous tonight? You should not be disappointed. Hope, God's hope, our hoping in God's promises will never disappoint us. Abraham, the Bible said, hoped against hope. Because the Bible makes us to understand that if you have the things that you need, why did you then need to have hope for the things that you have? We have hope for the things we have not received. You don't have hope. You don't have expectation that Amazon will deliver the package that you've already received in your house. You are hoping that a package you ordered for last week will be delivered this week. We hope for that which we have not received. So if we are hoping for that which we have not received, we must not allow that hope to die. Because once hope dies, we will never receive. So it is up to us, through the help of the Holy Spirit, to keep that hope alive. And I want you to join me in praying tonight that the hope that I have, the hope that you have in God bringing his promises to pass, in our Heavenly Father fulfilling his promises to us, that hope will not fade away. That hope will not die in the name of Jesus. So all across Liverpool, UK, Merseyside, wherever you are watching us from Africa, from Nigeria, I want you to begin to pray for yourself. I don't know what you are believing God for. I know what I've been believing God for, but I keep my hope alive tonight in the name of Jesus. I come against every despondency in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight that I know that my Redeemer lives and he will come through for me. I know weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I want you to go through your Facebook and all your friends that you have on Facebook. I want you to begin to pray for people. As people begin to come to your minds, let's pray for people in the United Kingdom who have lost hope because they've lost their jobs, because they've lost loved ones, because they're sick in hospital, because they've been diagnosed with an illness, whether it's COVID or cancer, and they've lost all hope. I want you to begin to pray for people tonight that the God of all hope, the Bible has made us to understand in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, that we read that such hope in God's promises never disappoints us. In the name of Jesus, we come against every disappointment. We rescue those who have given up right now, all across Liverpool, from our young ones to our older ones. It is when men give up hope that they commit suicide. We speak life into everyone that has given up tonight. In the name of Jesus, we speak life to everyone that has given up tonight. In the name of Jesus, we declare hope be restored to every heart tonight. In the name of Jesus, I speak life to every heart that is down. I speak life to every heart that is down. Receive joy. Receive joy from the Lord. The joy of the Lord. I declare tonight that the joy of the Lord is your strength. In the name of Jesus, receive the joy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, let hope come alive again. In the name of Jesus, from our young children to our teenagers, to our young people in their 20s, in their 30s, to our men, our women, our children, our grandmothers, our mothers, our brothers, and our sisters, to the United Kingdom. Let hope arise again. The hope of a loving God, the hope of a loving Savior, the hope of our Heavenly Father, who will never disappoint us, who will never leave us, who will never forsake us. Lord, as we wait upon you for our blessings to come, Lord, we expect, oh God, our expectations shall not be cut off. Our expectations shall not be cut off. In the name of Jesus, we wait upon you, Father. And we want to thank you, Lord, for tonight. Let's pray for everyone in our midst, in our family, in our nation, our neighbors, our colleagues who are ill at this moment, whether with COVID-19 or any other illness. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. The Bible says there is surely a balm in Gilead. Son of righteousness, we pray tonight, Lord, that you will arise with healing in your wings, and you will heal everyone that is sick, wherever they might be, whoever they are, because Christ died for all. Jesus, we believe you tonight because there is healing in your name. We send forth your word of healing to everyone who is sick tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration. We give you all the praise. Father, we just exalt you. Our Father and our God, we just want to thank you, Lord, for this new year. Let's just thank God for 2021. Let us thank God for 2021. In the midst of darkness, God's light will shine. It does not matter what might be happening. It's what you expect that you will receive. If you expect that 2021 will be like 2020, that is how it will be. But if you expect that 2021 will be better than 2020, then that is what you will receive. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, as I hand off over to pastor to take the communion, says, arise from spiritual depression to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory and brilliance of the Lord, for your light has come. Your light has come. And the glory and the brilliance of the Lord has risen upon you. That is your testimony in 2021. That is my testimony in 2021. For in fact, darkness will cover the earth. It does not matter whether darkness covers or not. And deep darkness will cover the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon Wuraola Atinuke Olaoye, and his glory, put your name there, and brilliance will be seen upon me. Father, thank you for your light. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, because our expectation for 2021, that we will shine brilliantly in your light, will not be cut off. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, adoration, and praise. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, please get the bread and get the wine. Sorry about that. I understand I was muted. As I raise my expectation, as I'm expecting tonight, and I read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23. It says, for I have received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread. So let's take the bread, everybody. Can we all raise the bread up? The Bible says, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This, do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance of everything that God has spoken to us tonight, to keep our hope alive again as a family, as part of the body of Christ. Lord, we thank you. We remind ourselves tonight that by your stripes we were healed. We remind ourselves tonight that the expectation of the just shall not be cut off. We remind ourselves tonight that surely there's an end. There's an end to anything we are waiting for and expecting from you, because you will meet us at the point of our need. And in the name of Jesus, as we eat this bread, we thank you that you are here and our expectation shall come to pass in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 And in the same manner, he also took the cup, and after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do in remembrance of me. As often as you drink it, do this in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." And I declare to you tonight, by the stripes of Jesus, as we remember that his blood was shed for our healing, I declare to you that by the stripes of Jesus, by the blood of the covenant, by the blood of Jesus that speaks better things than that of Abel, by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed.
Amen.
And as you drink tonight, let healing be activated in your physical body, in
Amen.
Your mind.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Now, I would just ask us to take this declaration. And please take this declaration and just repeat after me, all over. It's a declaration even from the word we heard tonight from Isaiah chapter 60. It's just something I believe that affirms what God has begun to do in our lives, especially in this 2021. So please just declare after me, everybody. Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I arise today.
I arise today.
And I shine.
And I shine.
Because God is my light.
Because God is my light.
And salvation.
And salvation.
I arise because the light of God.
I arise because the light of God.
Shines into me.
Shines into me.
And through me.
And through me.
Into every darkness in the world.
Into every darkness in the world.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I am radiant.
I am radiant.
With the glory.
With the glory.
Splendor.
Splendor.
Majesty.
Majesty.
And honor of the Lord.
And honor of the Lord.
The glory and brilliance of the Lord.
The glory and brilliance of the Lord.
Upon me.
Upon me.
Makes me to shine.
Makes me to shine.
Before nations.
Before nations.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
People come to my light.
People come to my light.
And I shine.
And I shine.
With the glory.
With the glory.
And brilliance of the Lord.
And brilliance of the Lord.
I create solutions.
I create solutions.
And solve problems on the earth.
And solve problems on the earth.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
To the glory of God.
To the glory of God.
I solve people's problems.
I solve people's problems.
And they bring gold and silver to me.
And they bring gold and silver to me.
To the glory of God.
To the glory of God.
In the midst of darkness.
In the midst of darkness.
My light will always be seen.
My light will always be seen.
And I will always shine.
And I will always shine.
To the glory of God.
To the glory of God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am radiant.
I am radiant.
With the glory.
With the glory.
Splendor.
Splendor.
Majesty.
Majesty.
And honor of the Lord.
And honor of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we just thank you for your word tonight, and thank you for your daughter. Thank you for the vessel you have used. We pray for her. Refill, refuel, restore. And Lord, let her be the first partaker of every seed of your word, the fruit of it, as it begins to manifest in our lives. Thank you, because your word never returns to you void,
but
prospers where you have sent it.
Yes,
and thank you, your word prospers in every life.
Yes.
in every heart, in every home. Lord, to that child in the hospital,
yes, Lord.
To that man in the hospital, to that woman trusting you for healing, we thank you because you send your word and your word heals.
Hallelujah.
And delivers.
Hallelujah.
And sets free, brings light and creates understanding even to the simple. We give you the glory, we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen.